WSAA 336 marker.
New mobile and monitoring.
WSHM 738.
This is WSGB 419 monitoring.
WSTU 844 monitoring.
WSAA 336 monitoring.
WRWB 489 monitoring.
WSAA 336 monitoring and mobile. Could I get a radio check, please?
Your radio's working fine. WRWB 490.
I appreciate that. Thank you. WSAA 336 out.
Station 488, WSGH 92.
Yeah,
you're coming in a little rough, Jack. Real staticky.
unreadable.
Station 922, WIEG, plate 8.
I got you that time, Jack. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying the Detroit repeater is down.
Oh, okay, roger that. I did not know that. Yeah, I got you that time. Before, I couldn't hear you. You were dropping in and out.
I don't...
Yeah, I lost you in that one. Yeah, it's real hard to hear you, Jack, this morning.
If you want, no problem at all. Take care. Wait, hey.
All right, Jack, we'll chat with you later here. Totally unreadable on my end. WSGH 922, clear.
Give me timbers and blow me down.
WSGI 432, monitoring.
WSGH 922 monitoring.
WSBM 993 monitoring mobile. WSBM 993 for radio check report.
WRWS 538 coming in loud and clear.
Appreciate that. WSBM 993 clear and monitoring.
WSGI 432 monitoring.
too, and we try.
This is WSGP 419 monitoring.
WSGP 432 monitoring.
There we go. Detroit back online. Yes, it is.
Huzzah. WSGP 257. WRTP 347.
Whoopee. WR. Not WR. I have some. No. WRFK359. Thank you. For a side monitoring.
Yeah, I had to get a ticket into the help desk. Jack got a hold of me. So, Jack's the help desk. Anyhow, it's all set. Sorry about the delay.
Thank you very much.
Don't let it happen again.
Right.
Whiskey Sierra Echo Charlie 222 checking in. Anybody out there?
Yep, I'm out here. It's WSGP 257 monitoring.
How you doing today?
I'm doing better than most, I guess. Over here in Farmington, and you look outside and you can barely tell we had any weather last night.
Yeah, isn't it a beautiful day? Congratulations, you're my first contact since getting my DMRS license.
Alright, well, glad that I could be here first. Welcome to the community. There's a lot of guys that use this repeater set, so, yeah, have fun.
Thanks. We're just visiting. We're in Detroit right now. I'm looking at the Renaissance Center, and, yeah, we're in the area, so just wanted to try out a repeater. Never hooked up to one before, so it's awesome. How far away from Creek Town, are you?
Alright, so I guess to Providence. WSB257 clear and monitoring on your final.
WSBC222 clear.
There's no copy there on your last station, WSBC257.
This is WSA verified picture calling 844.
WSHF 567, WSHF 738. WSFF 330, station 793, Dave.
Yeah, come on, 330. I guess that's the 793.
Hey, do you mind real quick switching to my repeater?
Yeah, no problem. I'm 27 years.
WSHR 566-844. WSHR 566 clear.
WSTU 844 calling WSHR 566. Got your radio on?
Got a copy, yeah, I just called for an I clear. Yeah, I got it. How's it going, Sonny?
Oh, it's been better. I just, my wife told me that our crawl space is flooded, so I gotta get home and I gotta pump that out. But, other than that, it was a good day. Sorry about that, I got chatting with, one of my coworkers.
Oh, that's fine. Did you hear about that fire last night in, Ray's house?
Yeah, I think I, heard about, it was a second or third alarm.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was there till about, we were there till about,
can you change your location or put your radio straight, up and down? I'm having a hard time, copying you.
How's that now?
That's a little better. Is your antenna tight?
No, I'm in front of the house here like I was the other day. I can go try and put another one on.
Nah, I'm getting bits and pieces of you. I don't know, it might just be the damn weather or that repeater still, I don't know. But I can copy you.
Yeah, 10-4.
How long were you guys out on the scene yesterday, you said?
Yeah, that's affirmative. Yeah, we were out there from 5 o'clock to about 9:30. It was a balloon construction old farmhouse, and it got up into the roof, and it was, we were pushing it back and forth. It was bad. It was We were, like I said, we were there till 9:30. It was a mess.
Yeah, copy that. I saw the page go out on FireNet, and I was monitoring Ray Township most of the early evening, and I heard that they had roof collapse.
Yeah, I was in the back of the house with New Haven Fire. We had a cut hole in the upper by the peak, and when we did that, fire started coming out. We hit it, but we were just pushing it from one side to the other, so they had to get in there and pull them ceilings down. But what was happening, it was like a ceiling above a ceiling. They did like remodels on it, so it was hard to get to it. But finally we got to it, we got it out, so.
That's a good thing, yeah. I was on 30 Mile, and, that's something. Hopefully no one was injured, and got everybody out of the house.
Yeah, that's affirmative. Yeah, it was at 31 and Romeo Plank on the east side there. It was a little, like I said, it was a balloon construction farmhouse, so. But yeah, they had a lot of tankers out there. Sherman, I still believe the fire trucks were there. I mean, if you could have been there and take some pictures, they would have been in the room.
I heard they had the Macomb County Tanker Task Force. I was tired. I wanted to get home, but I heard Bruce from Washington were out there, so, yeah. Well, that's cool that you guys got it under control.
Yes, sir.
Is there another break out there?
What was that?
I thought maybe we had another break out there, but no. Lapeer County is keying up because I monitor Lapeer County fire on my mobile radio here, so maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, I've been getting them in the immediate over here by my house. I heard them the other day. I don't know if it was Attica or one of them. They had a medical run or something like that.
Copy that. Yeah, I made that second alarm that they had a couple days ago and photographed some of the stuff. I didn't get a chance to get Lapeer's. I was talking, there was a couple other guys there photographing stuff, so I was talking to them.
Yeah, come.
Broke up. Want to repeat? I'm sorry, Kevin. I still didn't get there.
I said copy that. Did you hear me now?
No. Anything else over
here? Yeah, you're breaking up, too.
I keyed up on you the last time, Bob. Yeah, I'm at 17 Mile in Van Dyke. So maybe if I get closer to Shelby Township, it might be better.
Yeah, that's the time. Do you want to go to?
I'm sorry. I broke up.
I said, did you want to clear off the channel until you get up in that area close to where, near where I live in this area?
I can give it a try. I'll give you a holler back when I get to 21 Mile Road. Maybe that might be all right.
Copy that. WSHR 566 monitoring.
WSTU 844 will be monitoring also.
Give me a radio check.
WSHR 566, you're loud and clear.
Hey.
Yeah, Roger. When I lived up north there in White Rock, we didn't have a basement. We had a crawl space under the house, and it was dirt. You went under there, and, you know, you get to one side there, and there was a well dug down, you know, well going down. And there was a submersible sump pump in it, and it would, you know, the well, the water would fall into the well. They had the dirt and everything, all the stuff all angled so the water would, you know, go at an angle down and hit the well and get in the well and the sump pump and throw it out, Roger.
Copy that. I gotta let you go. I just had a phone call. My brother was calling me, so I'm gonna have to call him back. So just waiting for you to finish your transmission. So I'm sorry to cut it short, but I gotta call him back. So we'll try talking to you later. All right. I'll be clear after your final WSGU 844. Sorry about that, buddy.
Now, ain't nothing to be sorry about, my friend. Business is business, you know. You get a phone call, you got to cut. That's the way it is. But, all right, we'll talk to you later. Good talking to you. Sounding good, my friend. WSOZ 793, I'm on the side monitoring.
Roger, Roger. You also. Talk to you later.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810, monitoring.
Hello, 810. Good afternoon. WSOZ 793.
Good afternoon, 793. How you doing, my friend?
Well, I'm doing. Everything's going all right so far. Sitting there having me a cup of coffee and watching a video of Pakistanis making pistons. I like these videos of what these Pakistanis do, man. Dirt floors and, you know, no clean, meticulously clean, you know, shop or anything. It's all dirt floors and stuff. These guys make the sand molds and then they pour the molds and then there comes out a piston, okay.
Roger that. Yeah, I always liked watching those, how do they make these things, type of things. I've been sleeping on and off all day on my way up to Bay City for a meeting here, and I'm riding with somebody today, so I'm on a portable, and to give them a little exposure to what GMRS is, you know.
Yeah, Roger that. Doing pretty good for a portable. What repeater are you going through?
Saginaw, and I'm not as 100% sure the exact location of where that machine is, but I think I just passed it a few minutes ago, if it is where I think it is. And then in a little bit here, I'll be switching over to Bay City.
Yeah, it's working good for a handheld. I can tell you're mobile. You got a little crunch in there now and then, but nothing that covers you up or... but other words, you sound clean there. What kind of handheld is it?
It's a Motorola HT1250.
Uh-oh. Motorola. Somebody blew some serious coin.
If I told you what I got for, you'd probably put me in jail for theft. There was a company that I had bought my original Motorola Mobile from, and at the time I could only afford one of them, and I thought I could probably get rid of the rest of them for it. It was a company that did a fleet upgrade, and I got a whole box of mobiles and a Kenwood Mobile and this portable and everything for like $500, and there was like 16 mobiles originally in there.
Yeah, Roger that. You hit the jackpot, man. The mobiles, are those Motorola too?
They're CDM 1550s.
Wow, if 500 for all of this. And they all work and everything?
And mobile, that was toast, but the rest of them work.
Yeah, Roger that. That's all right, man. It's a good deal. I guess it's just at the borderline of stealing them. I would say just the borderline. And that's good, man. That's a pretty good deal. You got lucky there, Roger.
I'm in a holding pattern right now to sell a bunch of the mobiles, which will give me my money back, and then the extra stuff that I got to keep for myself. So yeah, I did pretty good on that one.
Yeah, Roger that. Let me know if you I don't know. Just let me know if you you put anything out there on the shelf, you know, for sale. Let me know what it is and what you're asking, and I don't know, may have to ship, because you're a long way from me. I'm not sure I can get out there. Well, just if you do, let me know. And then if I'm interested, I'll figure something out. Roger.
Yeah, Roger. I think
Travis
is there, but buy what I got left. He's waiting on an FCC clearance for one of his customers. But if for some reason that doesn't work out, I'll definitely let you know.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Paige. You know, yeah, if Travis buys them, well, there it goes, you know. But, because I can't buy the whole lot, but I might be interested in something separate if the price is right. But it don't matter either way. All right, my friend, I'm going to go ahead and get the monitoring here. I want to tie it up, get back to my Pakistani piston-making video here. So, anyway, you're sounding good. Good talking to you. And you have yourself a good afternoon, friend. WSOZ 793. I'm going to clear on your final.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
How's it going, Chad? WSOZ 793.
Hey, Dave, going pretty good yourself. WSBM 993, copy.
I'm doing all right. Just like I was telling Paige, I'm sitting here watching one of them YouTube videos. They have these videos where these Pakistanis rebuild engines or broken crankshafts and stuff, you know, and their shop's all nothing but dirt floors and lathes and stuff, you know. But they do a doggone good job in the end, so I like watching these videos. That are Roger.
Copy that. I hear you there, man. You've been doing all right, though, otherwise? Everything else been going okay for you, bud?
Yeah, I'm trying. Detroit was shut down this morning. I did get out here this morning. I was keying up, and I wasn't keying up the Detroit repeater. And I was like, uh-oh, you know, I moved my antenna around, went over to high power, everything. I wasn't keying it. And then I was thinking, you know, maybe they shut Detroit down. I went over to Mount Clemens, and, yeah, I was able to key up Mount Clemens and everything. But everybody that runs on Detroit, I was listening to them trying to run on Mount Clemens. Mount Clemens all breaking up and everything, so I didn't bother keying down until a little while ago. I found Detroit was working again, so I got in there. Roger.
Roger that. I hear you there. For sure. Definitely. Yeah, just chilling. That's about it. I'm not doing too much otherwise, you know. Kind of tired today.
Yeah, Roger. You want a handheld?
Roger that. Yeah, handheld, yep.
All right. You must be moving around. Yeah, your signal didn't fade or nothing. You're clean. You were clean, and I heard some hash like you were moving. But you're clean now again. I was just wondering, you know, if you had a handheld. Are you at home?
You're at home on the handheld right now, yep. No, I'm not moving around, no.
It's all right, man. It sounds great, though. Full quieting. No noise. It's just all you up in the receive, okay?
Roger that. Yeah, you're coming in real good, too, as well, definitely. Yep, coming in real good.
Yeah, Roger, appreciate it, man. Let me know. The old DB20 is doing what it's supposed to do. Anyway, Ted, I'm going to go ahead, go back on the side and finish watching this video. And I don't know, I'll be out here a little bit late. Well, I'll be monitoring, so but I'll probably key up a little bit later, see what's happening out here. So have yourself a good afternoon, my friend. You sound good, too. Hope everything's all right with you. WSOZ 793, I'll clear on your final.
Roger that, Dave. Same to you as well, my friend. We'll definitely talk again soon here. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
993 from Whiskey Camp Charlie Fever 810.
810 out there in Bay City, how are you? WSBM 993. Much of that transmission page is pretty broken up there, my friend. Didn't really catch much of it at all. Something about firmware, radios, and that's about all I really caught. I did get your text the other day. You said something maybe about Friday or Saturday. I don't know if that's still out or whatever, but yeah, I'm having a hard time getting you right now. Yeah, if you just want to text me or something, what you just said, you can do that too as well. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
Hey, 993, if you're hanging around, you mind giving me a signal report? WSCQ 257.
Hey, 257, I can hear you. Sounds pretty good. Some kind of noise coming in the background with you there. I don't know what it is, but sounded pretty good for the most part, but you are readable. But there's, it sounds like there's some kind of a noise coming in with you or whatever from what I'm hearing.
Okay, Roger that. 993, I was just testing that man pack to switch over to my base station here, but I appreciate the call back. WSCQ 257, clear.
All right, 257, no problem, buddy. WSBM 993, monitoring, clear.
WSGI 432 monitoring.
I can see you. I am watching.
WSHR 566-2844.
WSBM 993 mobile monitoring.
WR and W329 monitoring. Good morning, good afternoon, evening. Let me say good evening. 538 or 65, WRNW 329-538. All right, no copy on the 539, WRNW 329. Back listening.
WSCU 202 and we're monitoring.
Good evening, 202, WSBM 993. How's it going, Greg?
This is 202 and this is Scott. It's still going great, man.
Sorry about that, my bad. You said Scott, you said?
Hey, yep, roger that, man.
Copy that. Not doing too much, man. Just driving around. Hope everything was going good your way, man. Just thought I'd jump in there and say howdy. Whereabouts are you located at? I'm in Saginaw.
Yeah, I just got up for my little afternoon nap, a little cold, and here's the left the window and the fan going. We're over here in Roseville, 696 and 94.
Hey, Roger that. Yeah, sounding real good, man. Sounding real good. But yeah, I just want to jump in there and say hi to you, man. Hope you have a good rest of your evening. You take it easy. And have yourself a good one. WSBM 993 clear and monitoring.
8993, you have yourself a good night out there, man. Be safe out there driving around. SW202, clear.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
810 WSBM 993, how's it going, Paige?
Howdy there, Chad, how's it going?
Hanging in there, man, just tired today, man, pretty drained and tired today. I don't know why, but I'm just tired. You having a good day, good night?
Yeah, I'm really tired myself. Had to work last night. We're really busy last night, tonight, tomorrow night. There's a bunch of stuff going on around the town, so we're pretty much sold out tonight. So I'm not looking forward to going to work, but then I've kind of been sleeping on and off all day. And had to go to a meeting, and I'm on my way home now and try to catch another hour of sleep before I got to go to work.
Copy that. I did get your message. You said something about maybe Friday or Saturday you might have some availability, eh?
Yeah, more than likely it's going to be Saturday, but I'll let you know for sure. I'm going to stand by for just a second because I think I heard somebody else key up there. So if there's another station in there, go ahead. Yep, I guess not. Back over to you, Chad.
Roger that. Yeah, you said probably Saturday, but you said you'll let me know or whatever. Yeah, that's cool or whatever. That works. Sometime in the evening, I think you had mentioned, correct?
Yeah, it'll be sometime in the evening. I'm thinking tomorrow I might have to do some stuff right after work in the morning that I didn't get done today. So that's why I'm not sure that tomorrow will work. But like I said, I'll let you know.
Copy that, yeah, just shoot me a text or whatever, I'll, you know, be around or whatever, so appreciate you again, man, appreciate you. But yeah, we'll jump back off of here and just want to jump in there real quick. WSBM 993 mobile, clear monitoring.
This is Whiskey Sierra, Hotel Golf 412. Anybody out there?
Yeah, 412 from Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. I'll stand by one quick second, Chad. All right, I'll talk to you later. 412, go ahead.
How am I sounding out there? I'm on the west side of Owasso.
Yeah, I'm up here in Saginaw. You're sounding pretty good to me here.
Nice. Yeah, I'm in a mobile...
I think the tail end of whatever you just said there may have cut out, but other than that, you were fine into the system.
Yeah, there's a lot of popcorn in that one, and you're awfully quiet, so I must be getting out of range.
HP right now, so that might be part of it.
All right, well, we'll get down the road. I appreciate the response. This is Whiskey Sierra Hotel Golf 412. Come
here. Yeah, Roger that. Have a good evening there. Be safe. Whiskey Sam, Charlie Zebra, 810.
Yeah. Texas Airport, WSTC-257.
WSGI-432 monitoring.
This is Whiskey Sierra Hotel Golf 412. I had the strike 413. You out there? Okay. Let me put it this way. The guy who just keyed up before me, how you doing?
How's it going? WSGI-432.
432, got it. That's okay, how are you?
Not too bad, I just put a DB-20 in the house, so I was testing it out.
Nice, yeah, I just, I got a DTAC 52, and I use it as a base station in my house. Right now, I'm sitting at my mobile.
Texas 1-2.
You're coming over pretty clear. I got some popcorn in the background, but I still couldn't hear reason clearly.
Appreciate the feedback.
Not a problem. What's the 20? I'm just sitting south of Corona at Grand River and State Road.
I am in Burton, running off the Flint repeater.
Nice. Just about there. Well, this is Whiskey Sierra Hotel Golf 412 monitoring.
All right, 412. Good talking to you. WSGI 432 monitoring.
WSAA 336 monitor. Station 933. You got your copy there? This is WSAA 336. WSAA 336, clear.
WSTM 993 monitoring.
993, this is WSAA 336, got a copy.
WSTM 993, go ahead, Chuck.
How's it going, Chad?
How's it going pretty good this evening? How's things going your way, my friend?
It's good now. I'm in my chair.
Roger that. Yeah, I think when I talked to you the other day, you said you were sitting somewhere talking to your neighbor or something. In a camper or trailer or something?
Yeah, my neighbor and I, we get together every Wednesday, and we like to sit around the fire pit, but the weather was not cooperating, and it's getting there, though.
Roger that. you have a camper or a trailer, or he does?
No, it's mine. It's a 1974 Phoenix. It's a tin can.
Oh, okay, that's cool or whatever. You go camping much or go up north? You go do any camping at all much or no?
Yeah, we go a couple times a year, but I use that one for, like if I got a job, I got to stay over or up at hunting camp.
That's cool or whatnot, yeah. So you had a pretty productive, busy day today whatnot, I'm assuming.
Yeah, put trim in the bedroom, hung a light for my daughter, and I guess that's about all I got done today.
Copy that. Well, that's cool, man. Sounds like a pretty good day today then, definitely, for sure.
Are you at home or are you mobile?
I'm at home right now, actually. Yep, just chilling at home.
Yeah, I was picking up a little static at first, so I didn't know, but you're sounding good now.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm just on the handheld right now. I don't have the mobile radio or whatever hooked up in the house right now. I just have the receiver in the handheld.
Copy that.
Yeah, sorry about last night there. I think around 8:30 or whatever. I think it was about 20 after, quarter after, 20 after 8 or something. I reached out on the radio. I tried to call you. I know you said about 8:30. And I had went out and hung out at the bar or whatever for a little bit, some friends. So at 8:30, I was actually in there. I wasn't on at 8:30 when you said you were going to reach out to me. I don't know if you did or not, but...
Yeah, I did, and I didn't get no answer, but I think it was 202 said that you were calling out like 10 minutes before I got on.
Yeah, I called out a few minutes earlier than 8:30, and because I was getting ready to go in there with some friends and whatnot, but it's all cool, though. It's all good.
Yeah, for sure, no worries. Anyway, I'm going to go on the side. Nice chatting with you, Chad. And I'll be clear on your final. This is WSAA 336.
Roger that there, WSAA 336. Sounds good, man. We'll talk again soon. And thanks for reaching out again and hearing from you. And we'll talk to you later. You have a good one. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring if you think it's.
WRYC 589, do you copy?
Go ahead there, 589. We hear you loud and clear. WSBM 993, Saginaw, Michigan.
With Michigan here. I finally figured this out. I'm sorry. I'm new to this.
Roger that. Well, welcome to the GMRS family, man. We're glad to have you here. Yeah, you're sounding pretty good, man. You said you're in Flint?
Yeah, Flint. I'm right in the Flint east side.
Hey, copy that. You must be on the Flint repeater, I'm assuming. Yeah, sounding pretty good, man. Not too bad. You're definitely making it through real good. Definitely sounding pretty good, man. Name is Chad. I'm the send, C-H-A-D. WSBM 993.
Awesome. My name is Dave. WRYC 589. Great to meet you.
Happy that there, 589. Yeah, welcome to the GMRS family, man. We're happy to have you. Yep, but you're definitely doing the job, man. It's making it through good, and you're sounding pretty good. So, WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
WRYC 589, clear and monitoring.
589, this is WSAA 336.
WRYC 589. How's it going, 336?
It's going well. What equipment are you using?
I have a UV9G.
Nice. It's sounding good, man. I'm on a Baofeng UVR5.
Pretty impressed with this thing so far. It took me a while to figure everything out, but I'm getting it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I hear you. It took me a while too. I was I got my license in 23, and I just got it on a few months ago. But I'm really enjoying it. I just listened, you know, and I didn't have much time because I was working a lot and stuff. But yeah, I enjoy it. I'm glad you do too.
My name's Dave. I'm from Flint.
Yeah, I'm Chuck from Saginaw. WSAA 336, clear.
WRYC 589, clear and monitoring.
Pretty quiet out there tonight, 993. This is WSAA 336. WSAA 336. Clear. Come on back. Hey, how'd you like that storm that rolled through last night? Yeah, it shook the house three times, man. It's been a long time since this, it was like it was right over the house.
I hear ya. Yeah. I know a bunch of people lost a lot of power and stuff yesterday and stuff, with the storm and different stuff like that. There was a lot of places that were without power.
Yeah, we had power loss for about 2.5 hours here.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. Any backup generator at all, or just went without the power for the time?
No, I don't have a backup generator, but I do have a generator, and I was thinking on how I was going to get the furnace to run anyway. Over.
Yeah, I copy that one for sure. So on your Baofeng handheld that you use there, that you got, you just use the microphone that's built into the radio, or do you have an extra hand mic or external mic that you plug in that you use with it?
No, I just use the mic on the radio, but I do have, I'm trying to think of the name of it. It's, I can't think of it. I don't know. I can't think of it right now, but it got good ratings and stuff. So I do have one, and I haven't tried it out yet. Over.
Roger. Roger that. Yeah, I was just curious or whatever. I mean, you sound great. No issues at all. I was just curious if you had a reason to, you know, ham mic or if you just were using the one that was in the radio.
Yeah, I just use the mic on the radio for now, but when I get end of the summer and I'm out in the yard or something, I might throw it on there and do some experimenting. You remember that nine packs antenna I got? It's kinda like you know, like what they use in special forces and stuff. They just hang stuff an antenna up in a tree and communicate, you know. Short distances, usually covert operations. But anyway, Nine Packs is the brand name of it. So I'm gonna give that a whirl, and then I don't know, maybe this weekend or next, I'm gonna get that DB20, and I've already got the antenna and the plug-in charger for inside the house over.
Roger that. What kind of antenna did you end up getting with, what type of antenna did you end up going with for the DB20?
I got the magnet mount. I think it's the 77G, I think it's called.
Oh, the Nagoya 72G, or I think it's, 72G, Nagoya magnet mount?
That's the one, copy that. I got that, and like I said, I'm pretty much ready to go, but I didn't know, because we're bringing my mom to our house, so I didn't really know how much time it was going to take me to get the house all cleared and stuff, but that's underway, and it looks like it's going better than I thought. Over.
Copy that for sure. Yeah, definitely. I hear you. Yeah, you'll be real happy. You'll be real satisfied with that DB20 for sure. Real good radio. Real good radio. You'll really enjoy it.
Yeah, you know, I spent a lot of time listening on the radio and what people are using, but you know, there was a guy downstate. And man, I tell you what, he was coming in crystal clear. He was on the move. And everybody was asking him, hey, man, what are you using? Because it was so clear and there was no crackling, nothing.
Yep, definitely, for sure. Yeah, real good radio, man. Yeah, you'll be real content with it. WSBM 993 for radio ID.
WSAA 336. Yeah, I just listen to what other people, what works for other people, and everybody seems to be happy with that setup, so I thought, well, why not? It's good for them. The only thing I don't really know is, do you happen to know, like, the frequencies, like, that I can punch into my radio for, like, Bay City, Midland, and those? Over.
Yeah, you can go on to, it's www.mygmrf.com, and there's a thing on there, and it lists all the repeaters and stuff that's driving up Bay City, Detroit, and it's got, like, a lot of the frequencies on there that you can, you know, program it for or whatever your radio. But that's what I know, at least, and I'm pretty sure there's other ways too, but that's one way I know.
Yeah, copy that. I did go on that site, and I didn't really see. All I see is, like, one frequency, like, on each radio, and I don't, I you know, like, this one here has, you know, different frequency, RX and TX. Over.
Right, roger that. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's some different ways to you know, do it as well, for sure. I do know on that DB20, though, you can program it, you know, like the Saginaw repeater, Bay City repeater, Flint repeater, Detroit repeater, some of that. you can program it to where you can program it by name, like you can have it in Eastern Saginaw or in City instead of having it use the frequency. You can program it to do that too as well if you want.
And those are all loaded right in from the factory. You just got to go to their website, right?
I do believe so, yeah, I think so, yeah, that's correct, and I can kind of call center, I think that is right, yeah.
Alright, Chad, nice speaking with you again, and I'll be on the side here, and this is WSAA 336 monitoring.
Hey, Roger, hey, I was going to ask you, I don't know if you're interested in it or if it's something that you would really be into or whatever, but I did see a post on Facebook just a little while ago. It's a Skywarn weather spotting weather thing or whatever, if you're familiar with Skywarn. We got a free class going on out in Bay City on the 9th of April. 7 o'clock in the evening to 8:30 in the evening. It's a free class for people that want to get certified or whatever in for Skywarn. I don't know if that's something that you're really into or, you know, have an interest in, but just thought I'd mention that to you.
You know, I'll have to see how that plays out, but yeah, I'm very interested. In fact, I heard some guys talking, I think it was Sherman and another guy were talking a couple of days ago about setting up like a local, you know, like group or whatever. I'm definitely into that. And I seen Skywarn on that website when I went to it over.
Roger that. I seen a Facebook post on there tonight on Facebook. It wasn't on the Skywarn website that I seen it. It was on Facebook. But, yeah, I guess it's April 9th from 7 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. And it's in Bay City. It gave the location of where it's at. And it's free. Anybody can attend, it says. So I was thinking I might check it out maybe possibly if I get a chance to.
Yeah, that sounds really good, man. Let me give it some thought, and that might be a good place to meet up, you know, and actually see each other face-to-face. That'd be kind of cool. And I know a guy that's on the dive team for the Sheriff's Department. I was going to talk to him a little bit over the weekend, maybe, and see if he has any kind of connections, like, through this kind of stuff, you know what I mean, like radio communication stuff. Over.
Roger that. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'll remind you about it again or whatever. I'll remind you again about it when it gets a little closer. But yeah, sounds good, man. Take it easy, and I'll be around here monitoring, and we'll definitely talk with you. This will be WSGM 993 clear and monitoring frequency.
This is WSAA 336 monitoring.
WRVV 525.